are and how you respond and how you experience, not as fixed as you tend to be in waking life? Could it mean that you should be open to possibilities of being different on a daily basis? If life is a dream, are you supposed to adapt more readily to whatever circumstances you find yourself in? So this is yet another implication of the simple statement, three words, life is a dream. Four words. What if life is a dream? What if it's not this solid, spelled out, strongly experienced, full of circumstances, set of conditions that we tend to think of it as? What if it really is more dreamlike in every aspect? What are we to make of the fact that person after person, century after century, of those who've gone deeply into life, deeply into transcendent experience, seem to all say the same thing on this subject? And why is it that in all cultures, in all ages, people dream at night? Why is sleep cross-culturally the same? No culture has been found where people don't dream. No society has existed where people don't have the dream experience. What's the relation between dreams and life? And could it really be true in any real way, the statement made again and again that life is a dream? And considering that statement, what does it mean for you? Is it frightening? Does it make you disheartened that nothing matters? It's just all made up? Does it make you elated and excited? Life doesn't have to be so serious. Life is a more creative process than it seemed to be. What's your reaction to that idea? How do you relate to the possibility that life is a dream? That you're a character in your own mind? Does this idea seem liberating or crushing? Does it destroy everything? Or does it open everything? One thing is undeniable, from any point of view. One thing cannot be argued against in regard to this statement, no matter what we believe, how it feels, or what we think about this question. The one thing that can be said that no one can take issue with